At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Cooperatives are owned by the members who use them. CVC was formed over 70 years ago by members just like you who needed electric services. They pulled together to organize your electric cooperative. Today, cooperatives are found in every state of the union and serve approximately 120 million people, nearly half of the population of the United States. CVC serves around 6,000 meters in the city of Albia and rural Appanoose, Davis, Lucas, Marion, Monroe, Wapello, and Wayne counties. To learn more about us, visit cvrac.com.
High performance isn't just on the racetrack. Let Sinclair Tractor introduce you to the John Deere P-Series skid steer and compact track loaders, offering more power, more on-site flexibility, and more comfort for the driver, all to get you across the finish line first. With so many locations throughout eastern Iowa, Sinclair Tractor has the equipment and attachments you need to get the job done right and in record time, too. Visit us at SinclairTractor.com today and see how you can increase your team's performance.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Thinking about ordering car parts online? Well, hold on to your seatbelt, because you might order what you think is the perfect car part online, only to receive a garden gnome? Yep, not even close. Maybe for a hood ornament, but not the part for the car you needed last week. At Napa Auto Parts in Albia, we promise you'll get exactly what you need right when you need it. No garden gnomes, no random surprises, and no frustration. Just quality car parts from those you can trust. The right part at the right time. Trust Napa Auto Parts in Albia.
Ready to move heaven or earth, call Lathrop Construction. They will move earth for you. Whether you need ponds, terraces, waterways, a new septic, a basement, whatever you need, they can do it with their earth-moving equipment. No job is too small or too big. Give Lathrop Construction a call and let them move the earth for you. That's Dean, Michael, or Natalie at 799-1105.
KIIC's Locker Room Show is on the air. The Locker Room Show is presented by Summers Insurance. Summers Insurance, where they shop and you save. The Locker Room Show breaks down tonight's gridiron contests. Stay tuned as we chat with coaches from darkened football fields, noisy school buses, and jubilant locker rooms. And now, from Football Central, KIIC's Locker Room.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Eyes up here. We're in the locker room. And by the way, I want everyone right now to check the lost and found box. Shane and I have lost my voice tonight.
We are on the rolling locker room show.
We've shut the lights off over centrally, and we're driving on 218 headed to 34. We'll come across, and we hope to keep you all connected here on a really big week, Shane. There were some really big games. Now I'll be going on the road to Central Lee. We're going to get through the whole scoreboard here in a second, but this was a really important week of football.
Oh, definitely. You know, week five, and a lot of things come up in week five. You deal with some injuries. Teams are finding themselves backed against walls this time of year. You know, you got to get them wins to get in the playoffs. Everybody sees that light at the end of the tunnel, wants to get to the playoffs, and some of the really good teams want good seeds for the playoffs.
And I just think, I said earlier, I thought there were some games tonight that were really maybe that pivotal game for a playoff berth for each of the teams. Albia is one of those teams that was able to pull off that win against Central Lee tonight. By the way, going on the road, top 10 rated Central Lee undefeated, and Albia does get the win. But You're talking week five. Lots of football left halfway through the season, Shane, but some really critical games tonight for some really big teams.
Definitely, and should we go over some of them?
Let's hit the scoreboard.
You bet. So, Moravia, first win of the year over Twin Cedars. A great 49-0. A great win for Moravia. Here's a little bit of a surpriser, I think, for everyone. Centerville 34 over Sheraton. Playing spoilers to homecoming.
That is a big ball game, a big win for Centerville. McGran was hurt, their outstanding quarterback in week number two, and going on the road at homecoming at Sheraton, who's been playing outstanding football. Big win.
Centerville with a freshman quarterback, and I have a Centerville insider, and he told me that he thinks they got something pretty special with that young man and bright future for him and that team.
Yeah.
And that was a big win for playoff hopes right there, like you were talking about earlier. Another big game we had tonight, Mount Air, 40-6 win over North Mahaska.
Yeah, a little surprised by the outcome of that ball game, but Mount Air, I don't know why it should be, other than they have a historically good football program. Long bus ride, tough loss tonight for the Warhawks, but don't count them out. I really like their football team.
Bella Christian, something you don't usually say week five. Their first win of the year over EBF, 57-14.
Yeah, I sure hope we can get Coach Kakmarinski on. I know he's got to be really happy for his team, and that's a pretty impressive. Boy, they put the points up tonight.
Yeah, it's great as a coach. Your team's been struggling all year, and then you find the points tonight, and that's a bright spot, something to look forward to there.
Your back's against the wall, Coach Kakmarinski, Coach Team, you're going to find a way, and they did tonight.
And got some more scores out here. We got Van Meter shuts out Clark 55-0. That Van Meter team, they're a team just rolling this year. So they're going to beat a lot of people this year. And then we have the game we covered all night, a big win for Albia, 14-0 over Central Lee, number 10 ranked Central Lee. Rankings don't always mean so much this time of year, but still to get the recognition, and it's still a big win over somebody that came in with four straight wins.
Yeah, the rankings, they go away once the whistle's blown.
We'll continue here. Atlantic, a big 56-21 win over Knoxville tonight. Montezuma beats BGM 46-27, and then Pella, a big win, 34-21 over Carlisle.
Well, Pella's just a tremendous football team.
Yeah, they're another team where big hopes for them this year. Mid Prairie Monroe 48-3 over a Davis County team that's been playing a lot.
Yeah, right now you'd say Mid Prairie's got to be the team to beat here in this district. Mediapolis and Mid Prairie, I believe. Well, we'll see here if we got a score on Mediapolis, but Mid Prairie looks like after they started 0-3, they've got back-to-back wins here in district.
Linville Soli, a team that's really been playing well this year. Wayne kept it close, 37-30 in a high-scoring game there, and Colfax Mingo, 39-0 win over Cardinal. And to finish it off, we have Sigourney Keota, 33-7 over Pleasantville.
Big win. I really felt they were impressive with it. I felt this would be a runaway game for Sigourney Keota. And that's not hammering Pleasantville. I just think this Cobra team's outstanding. And you go back a year ago and that was quite the football game.
Right.
Pleasantville had Sigourney on their schedule as homecoming. Who schedules Sigourney Keota for homecoming? And a game that went in overtime after a field goal, and Sigourney held off and got that win, and it really had propelled him for the rest of the season. And tonight, Shane, I think that was for the district title right there. I think Sigourney Keota's going away the favorite in that district.
Oh, definitely. And just great program. They play great year in and year out, and just can't say enough about that.
Why wait around? Let's take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll see if we can catch Coach Jensen. I want to hear about how the things went tonight for Sigourney Keota. Big win for them. Hopefully to catch up with Coach Light tonight. You heard Jason Van Arkel call the final. That's there. 5-0. Last time, 2001, where they went 10-0. Thomas got something cooking. We're going to keep it cooking right here. If you can find my voice, call it in because I need it. And you need to stay right here. You're listening to The Locker Room Show brought to you by Summers Insurance.
Talking with someone about suicide or suicidal thoughts can be hard, but sometimes it's a necessary conversation to have. If you're concerned about someone and you've noticed a drastic change in behavior, ask the person directly if they are considering suicide. Research shows that asking the question directly helps the suicidal person feel at ease and less alone. For more information, call Southern Iowa Mental Health Center 24 hours a day, 844-430-8520.
We're all about giving back to the community we serve. So we're active in organizations that support our kids, like 4-H and FFA, sponsoring events and scholarships. We support local school boards, fairs, and community organizations. You could say our interest in agriculture and the people who make it possible just keeps growing. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
Shane, just disappointing. Not because of the scores or the games, but man, we're over halfway through.
It goes so quick, I tell you. I mean,
gosh, dang it.
I've said many times, I love summer, you know, all the things you can do in the summer. Yeah. But boy, if you got to close summer out with some fall football Fridays, I tell you, that's an easy transition.
Well, welcome back to the Locker Room Show, and big game tonight. One of them, Sigourney Kota, I think, for the district title. We're going to talk with Coach Jensen. I know he is not he's not looking back. He's got Pella Christian on deck next, Shane. But, man, an impressive win here for Sigourney tonight.
Definitely. I mean, Pleasantville gave him a little trouble last year, and that always sticks in your mind. And I tell you what, a pretty convincing win tonight, a 33 win over Pleasantville.
With Coach Jared Jensen, victorious tonight, Sigourney Kota. Coach, congratulations. You know, against a team that a year ago, man, maybe one of the best games in all of last year. And a game I thought really propelled you guys for the rest of the season, but a convincing game for you guys tonight.
Yeah, you know, we talked a lot about last year's game and the mindset we needed to have this year. You know, our guys were focused all week. They presented a lot of problems in the pass game for us, you know, last season. And, you know, it's just something that we spent a lot of time on and were prepared for. And, you know, we knew it was a district championship game. I mean, this was that set up and you know, same situation last year, but we knew we just had to come out and play our best. They're young too, and they're going to be a really good football team here in the next couple of years. That was a lot of sophomores out there, and you know, I knew that was one of our built-in advantages of just having a lot of older guys that have been in these situations, been in these big games, and can finish it. And they sure did that.
Head coach Jared Jensen, head coach Sigourney Kota, victorious tonight, coach. Run us through the performers tonight and kind of tell us how this game came together for you guys.
Yeah, you know, first quarter was a little bit slow. They started with the ball. We believe we had a four and out or three and out. Got the ball back. Put a pretty good drive together. Kind of stumbled a little bit and ended up having to punt. But we burned a lot of that first quarter clock. Punted to them. You know, I think they maybe got a first down within that drive and then forced them to punt again. And then, you know, second quarter, you know, so going into the second quarter, 0-0, we had the ball, and put a pretty solid drive together to punch the first one and missed the extra point. You know, came back, forced them to punt again, another solid long drive put together, got it scored and, you know, went for two. Didn't get that, so it was 12-0. So we were kind of chasing a little bit there. You know, went into halftime, and you know, it was, I believe, 12-0 or 18. Yeah, no, 12-0 going into halftime, I believe. So, you know, it was a close game, but we felt like we were under control, even though it was that close. And, you know, actually, no, it was 19. It was 19-0 going into half, so. You know, we ended up starting with the ball, two plays, or maybe I think it was the first play out of that half, and Bruns took it for 53 and for a touchdown, and that kind of sent the message, and I think they started kind of, you know, maybe maybe thinking bad thoughts on their sideline, and our sideline was jacked up, and we kind of just continued to roll from there. Put up a couple more scores and started kind of subbing guys in and out. They ended up getting a score on us, but our kids battled all night and just proud of all three phases. Defensively was a phenomenal football game for our guys. A lot of pressure on the quarterback, great coverage at the back end. Offensively we imposed our will. Our offensive line did a phenomenal job of just wearing those guys out and just hitting. Finally we started getting some creases and broke some big runs, and special teams wise, I thought we did a really good job kick coverage. Didn't get a whole lot of opportunity to get in our return game. We didn't have much for punt return. They were kind of covering that pretty well, but our kick coverage did a good job and really, really forced it into some long fields.
Then head coach Darryl Jensen, head coach Southern Dakota, victorious tonight. Coach, there is no sleeping because you got Pella Christian coming to town, or you got to go on the road to Pella Christian. Coach Kakmarski, coach teams are always tough, and a decisive win over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
This is one of those games that's always been circled on the calendar the last few years. We've had some big time close battles. Last year we kind of got away from them a little bit there, but we know it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a four quarter game. We can't just think, well, we beat, Pleasantville beat them. None of that matters. I mean, this is another district championship game. We can't stub our foot and we're going to be ready to go. Our mindset's going to be right. And if we continue to play like we have, the last few weeks, putting things together, cleaning the things up that need to get cleaned up and be hitting on all cylinders, I'm going to feel good about our opportunity next Friday night.
Well, congratulations again, you guys. You'll be a fast night of sleep and right back at it, but congratulations. Shane, a big win there for the Cobras.
District play, like we were saying earlier, you play these teams. They just seem to play to play, and big win for them. And I think that just
absolutely. Well, we're going to take a timeout. Come back. We'll take another look at that.
Hi, I'm Mike Madison with Zero Connect in Albia. Zero Connect is a custom cable assembly manufacturer of fiber and copper products for voice, data, and video applications. Due to growth and demand, we are now hiring qualified individuals for our production team for first and second shift. Zero Connect is looking for dedicated individuals who are open to working for a fast-paced and fulfilling environment. If you are looking for a rewarding career, let us be your first choice. Apply online at zeroconnect.com. That's zeroconnect.com. Equal opportunity employer.
It's not a day you see coming. It may be sunny, or it may be gray. But it's not a day you can get ready for. And it's not a day you would trust to anyone but a friend. Because it's not just a day in a lifetime. It's a lifetime in a single day. Senate Funeral Home in Albia and Ottumwa.
Hi, this is Katie McDonald, branch manager of People's State Bank and office of South Ottumwa Savings Bank. Are you looking to purchase something new or new to you this year? Come see me for all your lending needs. Looking for a new car or recreational vehicle? We have some great rates. Looking to purchase or refinance your home? We have financing for that too, and some of the lowest closing costs around. Come see me on the Albia Square. I would love to finance your next big purchase. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The ups and downs of a football season, kind of like the ups and downs of these roads, James. We skipping out of cellular coverage here on the Traveling Locker Room Show. Traveling tonight, how about Centerville, Shane? Going on the road, homecoming, chance to play spoiler.
I tell you what, that's a huge win for Centerville tonight. That's a very good Sheraton team, and you know, they're really fighting for a playoff spot in that district. And boy, tonight was really a big first step.
I think this was a playoff, you know, ticket type of ball game tonight. Let's catch up with Coach Kovacevic. Centerville, Big Red, big winner, homecoming spoiler. Coach, congratulations! What a hard fought win for your football team.
Yes, thanks, guys. It was a great win, great team win. Couldn't be more proud of the boys to go up there, understanding that what's at stake within our district, and then having to go on the road, play spoiler, just like you said, Jason. It was a great team win. Proud of them.
Coach, once again, congratulations on the victory. Who is your opponent next week, and what is the recipe to beating them? Hey, Coach, sorry I didn't have you. Who is your opponent for next week, and what is the recipe for success for beating them?
We're at home next week for our homecoming against I-35, and it was a game of turnovers. You know, uncharacteristically, Sheraton turned the ball over three or four times tonight, and on all those turnovers, we managed to get points off of that, and we managed to not turn the ball over. So it was a total team victory. Complimentary football. Defense played really well. Offense was outstanding. It was just a great team win.
Talking with Coach Kovacevic, head coach Centerville, the Big Red on the road tonight, homecoming spoilers over Sheraton. Coach, this game was so important. You know, to me, you look at this district, one of the toughest in the state of Iowa, and to get the win, and you really put your team in a place where you guys can fight for that playoff berth.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Like I said, it was like a playoff atmosphere, to be honest with you. It was going into the game, knowing what's at stake of winning and losing and seeing where we're at. And, you know, to be able to go over there and play as well as we did, it was we're very proud of the boys and happy. And we're going to enjoy this one tonight and get back to work tomorrow.
Coach Shane Holmes here. I tell you what, great win tonight. And what's this do for the confidence of your team? That's such an important thing this time of year. And how is that going to help you go forward?
It's a great question, because you never knew, coming off those first two tough games to begin the season, you never knew kind of where our head's at and where's our team at. But I think the kids have really responded well in practice. They've really responded to the game plan each and every week here these last 3 weeks, especially, and trying to execute those game plans have gotten us to get us to a victory. So if we can just continue to that, you know, kids are happy, kids are playing hard, playing with effort, playing with energy. Hopefully that continues this week.
And Coach, you know, you had a quarterback go down, and then you bring in a freshman. I can't remember his name, but he must just been playing really good this year. Can you talk a little bit about him?
Yeah, Max, a young young freshman, but he plays beyond his age. I'll tell you that he's commanded the offense. He's done a really nice job of doing that and taking control of it. He's he's just done a great job of not blinking. You know, a lot of kids in that situation would be nervous, intimidated, whatever word you want to use there. But that kid is he's came up and he's played a little bit dinged up, but he keeps coming to practice and going to work. And done a great job, and hopefully he'll continue to do that.
All right, Coach. I'm blind here driving, and don't have next week's game in front of me. Who you guys got on the docket for next week?
Yeah, we've got our homecoming starting up, this weekend. So if we can get through Pancake Day tomorrow, I don't know. We'll see about that. then we butt it up with our homecoming week. So we got a lot of extracurricular things that we got to do. So we've got to make sure we do a good job with the boys and making sure that we're focused on I-35 next week.
Well, Coach, congratulations. Really impressive, you know, the way your team's bounced back. And for some reason, Coach, you guys continue to dial up against Sheraton. You have had their number. I think you guys have not lost in this contest since 2018. That is not an easy task.
Not against that staff and that team, because they are a physical bunch, and anytime we can get it to share and get a win, we'll take it.
Coach Matt Kovacevic, head coach Centerville. Shane, that was a huge huge win tonight for Centerville. Going on the road, you know, you couldn't help starting 0-2, playing those big rivalry games, and, you know, have a little bit of doubt. And you brought the right point, confidence, man. And after tonight, you lose your you know, McGrann was an excellent quarterback. Right. You got to bring a freshman. I mean, all the cards stacked against them. We all picked Sheraton tonight, and why wouldn't you? I mean, they're playing really good football. So this isn't like Centerville went in and beat the Sisters of the Poor.
Definitely not. And you know, you lose your quarterback. That's the soul of your team a lot of times. And to rally around this freshman, I'll tell you what. If I was coach, I'd let all them get all them players an extra pancake tomorrow over Pancake Days and celebrate.
Sound like maybe the offense got their share of pancakes tonight. That was just impressive and. Good job out of the coaching staff to get their team, really.
Back in the hunt.
Yeah, it's just that was a playoff game. Now, and Coach Smizer's going to bounce back. You know, the Chargers, by the way, I'm just so impressed with their team. And did not get the stats on Oxenrider, but that kid's just a dude.
Yep.
Just a dude. Well, hey, Chena, team looking for their first win tonight, is going to get that in a big win for Moravia, and they got a win over Twin Cedars tonight. Well, I'm looking forward to talking to Coach Bumstead. He's got to be one happy camper.
Oh, how big is that for that program? You know, the new coach and a new system, and he's had some struggles there, and young team, boy, to get a big win tonight, you know, 49-0.
Yeah, impressive.
Boy, when they broke the dam, they let it all go, you know. They found their way tonight.
Well, we'll talk with Coach Bumstead after a timeout. Come back. Victorious are they tonight over Twin Cedars. And we're hoping to catch up with Coach Light. Also, tell him over the big win tonight. And lots of big ball games. And we're going to come back here to the Locker Room Show brought to you by Summers Insurance.
Score big savings this month at Craig Ford Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with our $2,000 Craig Ford trade-in assistance. Receive up to $15,000 in total savings on a new 2024 Ford F-150. Get over $8,000 off a new Ford Edge, or take advantage of rates as low as 0% on select Ford and Jeep models. Craig Ford, guaranteed to save you money. Stop in or check us out online at gocraig.com.
Albia Chamber Main Street invites you to experience Albia. Shop, eat, and enjoy in our downtown district. Our local shops and restaurants and independent businesses are ready for you. So whether you're looking for a new outfit or home decor, unique gift idea, sweet treat, gift card, or a place to gather with friends and family, support local. Show your love to the businesses that support our community by following, engaging, and sharing their social media content, subscribe to their emails, or refer your friends and family. For more information about our upcoming events, local amenities, or great places to visit, check out our website, albiachambermainstreet.org, and follow us on Facebook.
Staying alive, Groove, Shane. That really is a storyline for a lot of teams here in the halfway point of the season. You know, you're really trying to stay alive, and some really big ball games tonight. Let's quickly get a look at the scoreboard one more time.
Perfect song for tonight.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's staying alive. Our own Albie team, 14-0 over Central Lee, staying alive in that playoff hunt. And we're going to go with Solon over Grinnell, 19-7. Then we have, we just talked to the coach, Centerville 34 over Sheraton, who were 14. Mount Air with a big win, 40-6 over North Mahaska. Sigourney, Kyoto, 33 over Pleasantville, 33-7. Then Pella Christian, 57 over EBF. And then Van Meter shuts out Clark 56-0, doing what Van Meter does. And then Atlantic over Knoxville 56-21 in a high scoring game. And then we got Montezuma beats BGM 46-27. Pella 34 over Carlisle. Mid Prairie Monroe doing Mid Prairie Monroe things. 48 over Davis County. That was three. Linville Soli, a 37 win over Wayne of Corden, who scored 30, and then Colfax Mingo, 39-0 over Cardinal. But I'll tell you the big win tonight for a team who was really looking for a win was Moravia with a 49-0 win over Twin Cedars.
Offensive explosion tonight. Well, why wait around? Let's catch up with head coach Jeff Bumstead. Victorious tonight. Coach, congratulations on your first win. And first win as a head coach and the first win for the team. And, boy, it seemed like you guys put together both sides of the football. Offense putting up 49 points and a shutout. Great first win for you in the program.
Yeah, it was awesome. Kids did well. They prepared well this week. They had really good days of practice. And, I mean, you know, it's hard to get them motivated when you're 0-5. You know, they take that next step. But they keep trying to learn and keep doing things right. And it finally showed up tonight. I mean, they did put it together. We had some yards in offense. We scored some points. And we kept them off the scoreboard on the defensive side. So, yeah, it was an overall a great win for us and one we really needed for the program.
All right, Coach, give us a breakdown of maybe some of the big plays tonight and some of the guys that had some big performances.
Declan DeYoung did an excellent job for us at tight end. I don't know for sure. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I know for sure he caught 2 touchdown passes and could be 3, but he was wide open. The last touchdown he caught, there was nobody within 30 yards of him. So, I mean, he did an excellent job. And our fullback, Isaac Messmaker, he had a breakaway run. I mean, it was probably a 40-yard, 50-yard run on a dive play, and he just spotted the line and broke away and took it to the house. He had a really good game, offensively and defensively. Blake Helmick had a great game at defensive end with some hurries and sacks and so on. And then we had a freshman show up pretty bright tonight on defense, and that was Grantland McDaniel. He had an interception. I thought he was going to take it back to the house, but he got it to like the 5, I think it was, and then we left him in at tailback and let him score. So, I mean, he did a really nice job for us. His second start on defense as outside linebacker for us as a freshman. So, really, you know, all around, everyone did their job and did it well. And so you end up with a W. So, good night.
Coach Shane Holmes here, and I tell you what, you know, we speak all the time about building confidence in the team, and a good job out of your coaching staff to, you know, you have a team that's 0-5, and boy, they come out tonight, and I mean, they showed what they had on offense, and I'll tell you what's pretty big in 8-man football is to leave a goose egg on the other side of the ball. I mean, that's just got to give your kids a lot of confidence going on in the season, and sometimes when things start clicking and then winning can be contagious. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's 100% correct. I mean, you know, you get one under your belt, they figure out, you know, we're all new, so there's kind of the question mark, is this really going to work? And I think tonight they saw, yeah, it's really going to work. So I think, you know, maybe this week coming up, we'll have a little better practice. Kids are getting a little better, a little fine-tuning better. See what we do on Friday, you know, if we can get a W there, then that's a little more confidence for them. They're buying in. Things are getting done right. It actually, Coach has been telling us it'll do work, and it's actually working. So, yeah, it's just they just got to keep trucking along, and we got to keep teaching them, you know, as far as it goes. And we just got to keep coaching them up. And it's been a process, and tonight, it was a weight off of everyone. You could just see it in the kids' eyes. It was like, pow. You know, it's like, oh my goodness! Finally, we got a W. So it was very, very good.
Well, Coach, congratulations and a great first win for you guys. And who do you got next week? I'm driving, so I can't even look down at the phone to find out. Literally, folks, they can see us. Coach, I got a headset on, driving.
We have Mulcher Dallas, and we're at Mulcher Dallas.
Well, enjoy the night, Coach, and enjoy the win. And Shane said winning can be contagious, and we hope you guys have caught the attitude. I know your guys have got to be really excited, so we'll have fun, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coach Jeff Bump said, you know, Shane, you're so right. Winning is a contagious thing, and so is losing. So yeah. Breaking that, you know, is really difficult. The coaching staff to stay focused, the young coaching staff, you know, new. Man, you know, you can really sow the seeds of doubt in your program when you start with your back against the wall. And so that was a really impressive win for the Mohawks tonight.
Something else I like, you know, the sore legs and arms, they're not as sore after some wins.
Pretty amazing.
Boy, they hurt a lot after, you know, a couple losses. So yeah. It's amazing what winning can do to a program.
Wins a pretty healthy salve to put on your sore body, no doubt
best,
about that.
Best cure.
Well, I think we'll come back and talk to a guy that is used to winning. thing, but in the season where wins have been a little hard to come by, and that is Coach Kaczmarinski. We'll come back and talk with him. Pella Christian, Shane, you don't want to back up a Coach Kaczmarinski team against the wall, because they got a lot of fight in them, and I love that coaching staff and that those kids over there, and tonight they get a W.
That's a program that's hungry for a win, and they went out and they got fed tonight.
Well, we'll come back. We'll talk with Coach Kaczmarinski and break down the Vikes football game. You want to stay right here. You're listening to The Locker Room Show.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment. The BX Series is the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus up to $1,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Come see us at Belzer Equipment in Albia or check out our current inventory at BelzerEquip.com.
Right now, get $10 off your next $50 purchase when you sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card. Just sign up and get $10 off your next $50 purchase. With Hy-Vee Perks, you get fuel savers, members-only prices, digital coupons, and rewards. And for a limited time only, new members who sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card get $10 off their next purchase of $50 or more. Sign up today, in-store, online, or through the Hy-Vee app. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Attention all archery enthusiasts, it's time to upgrade your bow game with the latest arrival of Hoyt and Expedition bows at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the new Hoyt and Expedition bows will elevate your archery experience. Bluff Creek Archery also offers great selections of quality used bows, perfect for those looking for high performance at a great value, carrying all the accessories you need and offering service, repairs, and adjustments for all brands. Hit your mark with Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Show. Of course, I'm filling in for Jason. Seemed to have lost them as they're headed back here on the road. So for some scores, we've got Moravia 49 over Twin Cedars at 0. Centerville 34 over Sheraton 14. 40-6, Mount Air defeated North Mahaska. Sigourney Kyoto 33, Pleasantville 7. Pella Christian 57-14. Of course, we've got Coach Kaczmarinski on the line here soon. Van Meter shuts out Clark 56-0. Albia gets another victory 14-0 over Central Lee. Knoxville 21, Atlantic 56. Montezuma beats BGM 46-27, and Pella 34 over Carlisle 21. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. What are your thoughts after winning tonight's game?
Well, it was an exciting game. Got off to a good start. And it feels good to get in the win column. Kids have been working hard, and so it was very gratifying to get that first win of the season.
Absolutely. Score 57-14. Once again, congratulations. What's the health of your team 5 weeks in?
We're in pretty good shape. Came through the game injury-free, and thankfully we've been pretty injury-free most of the year. We had a few bumps and bruises here, but yeah, I'm excited the fact that we're kind of getting in the meat of our district schedule, and we're pretty healthy.
That's always good to hear. Now, for next week, who is your opponent?
We play Sigourney Kyoto at home. We got a big game, big district clash.
That's right. Of course, we just talked to Coach Jared Jensen not long ago. Jason, we seem to have you guys back.
Yeah, sorry, Coach. Missed you there. Coach, first of all, we missed a little bit because we're traveling, and you understand these hills here in southern Iowa. Coach, 57 points tonight. You know, your program in a place where you're not used to being 0-4. It just tells me a lot about the character of your football team to come out tonight and get a big win on the road.
It was just super exciting. We kind of started out with a bang. We kicked off, played some good defense, got the ball back. And the very first play from scrimmage, Johnson Morgan took the handoff and took it 81 yards for a touchdown. That just kind of set the tone for the whole first quarter. We were able to get a couple more big plays out of Johnson, and it was 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. And then Eddieville refused to go away. Hats off to them. They really fought. They came, put together a nice drive, scored right before half, and went for two, got the guy. So it was 21-8 with about a minute and a half to go in the half. And then we had a really nice kickoff return by Landon Nonnenkoven to get the ball at midfield. And then we were able to take the ball in and score right before half and get a two-point conversion and make it 29-8 at halftime. That was a big – I thought that was a really – big momentum swing back in our favor right before half.
Coach, the explosion tonight and getting the win, a big for the confidence for your football team. But as Jacob was asking earlier, next week you got Sigourney Dakota on your deck. I can't help but you guys are going to be excited about this opportunity to go out there and a chance to go and play against a really good football team and be the underdog.
Well, you know, the district race is still wide open. We beat Sigourney, and we win the rest of our games. You know, we could potentially be district champs. So a lot of riding on the table. We're starting to kind of hit our stride. These last 4 weeks we've been working hard. We've been getting better. We just haven't seen a lot of fruit on the scoreboard. And tonight I felt like we had kind of a breakthrough moment. So I'm hoping that we'll just continue the rest of the season. But, you know, everything that we'd like to get accomplished is still on the table for us yet this year. So that's kind of exciting. We're healthy. And so we're going to rest up this weekend, and we're going to get ready for Sigourney Dakota.
Oh, Coach, congratulations. A big win for you guys. And it's good to hear your voice again, Coach. And we look forward to maybe getting you on here again next week if you can permit us. And we look forward to watching. I think it's going to be a heck of a football game next Friday night.
Well, I appreciate being back on your show, and like I said, I always appreciate what you guys do for high school football here in the state of Iowa. It's a great thing. So thanks again for being on the show, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Shane, a huge win for Coach Kakamarski. He's right. The district is – everything's in front of these guys.
Definitely.
And winning, it's something they're used to doing over there at Pella Christian.
And, you know, you knew they were going to find a way this season. You know, there's a lot of district games left, too. Oh. And you clear a lot of things up by week five. And a lot of good things can start happening now that you got that first win of the season and finally put it together.
Well, they play tough competition. And this team with a lot in front of it. And I'm looking forward to next Friday. That'll be a heck of a football game, no doubt about it. They went on the road, by the way, to Eddieville and pulled that off. Yeah. Impressive. And Eddieville's been playing better football. They came off their first win last week. So,
yep. Good
win for Coach Kakamarski. Hey, we're going to take a timeout. We're coming back. We're going to check in with Coach Justin Huber and get a breakdown of a big ball game night. 14-0 Albia on the road. 10th rated at Central Lee. Shut them out. Shame. All 14 points scored in the first 10 minutes of the ball game, and it was back and forth the rest of the night. We'll come back and talk with Coach Huber after this timeout.
Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Oh, fall. My most favorite season of them all. Hey, guys, it's Jill Witt with Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. With fall comes school, sports, sickness, and injuries. If you or your children experience the infamous back-to-school colds or sports injuries, Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia is here for you. We know you've got a busy schedule to tend to, and that's why we make it easy and streamlined to get you in and out on your time schedule. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia, where healthcare is made personal.
The roaming locker room, the traveling locker room. Shane, I'm hoping we still keep that lost and found open because, man, I need to find my voice.
Good job out of you tonight. Driving with a bad voice and low data signals. And, boy, throw a little bit at us. But I'll tell you know what makes it all better?
Well, if you're bringing a W home, that's always going to make it easier.
Makes it for a nice ride home.
let's catch up with Coach Huber here in a second, but real quick rundown of the scoreboard for Football Friday night.
All righty. Moravia with their first win of the year, 49-0 win over Twin Cedars. Centerville with a big win over the Sheraton Chargers, and put a little spoiler on their homecoming. Centerville 34, Sheraton 14. 40-6 win for Mount Air over North Mahaska. Sigourney Kyoto, 33 win over Pleasantville. Bella Christian, first win of the year, 57-14 over EBF. And Van Meter shuts out Clark, 56-0. Knoxville loses to Atlantic with a 56-21 score. And then Montezuma beats BGM, 46-27. Pella having a great year with a 34-21 win over Carlisle. And Mid Prairie Monroe, a 48-3 win over Davis County. And then Linville Soy, 37 over at Wayne, of Cord and 30.
Well, Davis County will move to 3-2, and they will move to Albion next Friday night, where we will be bringing that broadcast. It's going to be homecoming. And on a long ride back from a big win tonight, Albion's head coach Justin Huber joining us on the I'm sure he's on the bus right now, Coach. But, man, what an impressive win for you guys tonight.
Yeah, you know, it was a great win, and it was really great for the boys to bounce back after two games they fought real hard for and came up short. But, you know, get a win tonight, it's just a great feeling and gets you motivated for next week.
Coach Shane Holmes here, a great win tonight. Your defense shuts them out, and I do have one question for you. Why have you been hiding this offensive juggernaut known as Grant Powers from us all year?
I tell you what, Grant had a great night tonight on defense especially, and getting a couple fumble recoveries and running the ball down the field. I was really impressed with Grant tonight. He had a great game, and just super proud of him. It was a great night for the Demons.
We were talking, you know, that's offensive lineman's dream to get the ball, and then you get the ball.
Twice. He should have scored twice. The first time, Coach, the flag came in, and I don't know if we even made contact with the kid and what they call the illegal block, but Grant should have scored on that, or did score on it, called back. And then the second time, an inadvertent whistle, I believe, stopped Grant from scoring the second time, but good stuff out of him. But, Coach, this offense able to score on its opening drive after a special teams play, really heads up play by Kaysen Baker to get the kickoff recovery on the opening kickoff.
Yeah, you know, and that's what our kids are. You know, they're really smart. They know what to do. And Kaysen recognizing that right away and get it. And then our offense going down and capitalized right out of the gate. That set the tone, and our kids were excited and just kept capitalizing from there. You know, shout out to Coach Oda for his defensive staff. For throwing a shutout, our offensive staff, you know, puts points on the board. Great night for the Demons in general. I was just super proud of our kids and how hard they fought and battled, especially after a couple losses. So, great win for the boys.
Coach, a very deceptive offense you guys faced tonight. It really required assignment alignment football and, you know, really did not bend against this team. You guys really did a great job of shutting that down, and it really... To me, it was about discipline in the defense.
It really was. And I'm going to give a shout-out to our offensive scout this week. They did a good job really giving the defense a good look. And you know, our coaches were just getting kids dialed up. And the kids need to be disciplined all week, and they were. They were really focused and just took it to heart, really went after it. And just proud of how they practiced all week. We had a really good week of practice, and the kids recognized what they needed to do. And you know what? Hats off to Centrally. They're a big physical football team, and they gave us quite a run tonight. But you know what? The Demons able to capitalize on some mistakes.
Coach, you know, your offensive line played well again tonight, and just really good heads-up play on both sides of the ball. But I tell you what, that really motivates your defense when you can have a shutout like that against a team who's been scoring some points this year. And, man, you know, they just – that's a big win and a big confidence boost for this team.
Well, yeah, especially going into homecoming next week. Going into homecoming next week, you know, Davis County is also 3-2 now, and they're another big physical football team. Going to run with some bigger boys and be physical just like everyone else.
Coach, a game next week against Davis County, homecoming. I think the bus ride over for you guys allowed you to really focus and concentrate. you're going to have a lot of distraction next week against a team that is 3-2 just like you. And this district is still absolutely wide open.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I want the boys to have fun. It's homecoming, but we need to know what's important, and that's a football game. And I think the guys realize that, know the situation we're in, and it, we do have a very tough district to play in. But I've been real proud of them the last 2 weeks of staying focused, and I feel like they're going to be able to do it again. And you know what? We just got to block out the distractions and realize we've got a game to play Friday night.
Coach, is it just me, or does this offense just feel like it's on the verge of really breaking through? I mean, 14 points, get them in the first 10 minutes. But this offense able to continue to move the football on the ground and the air. But, man, it's just like we're just one cog off from being really elite offensively.
Right, and I feel like we're really, really close to that. We've talked about that. Our running game's really starting to open up and stuff now, and our kids are just right there. And when it happens, it's going to be fun. But you know what? We've had to move some guys around and had some injuries and stuff, and you know that kind of does slow some things down that you do. But you know what? Again, our guys are stepping up to the challenge and filling those spots when we need them to. So kudos to them. But we just got to keep improving each and every week, and that's our goal, one game at a time.
Well, big, big win for the Blue Demons tonight. Coach, spoiler on the road, top 10 team. Enjoy the ride home, and we'll, of course, catch you in the morning on the Coach's Corner at 9 o'clock.
Sounds good. Roll Demon.
Shane, really impressive win. And you know, 14-0, they get their 14 points in the first 10 minutes. And but the offense was able to move the ball up and down the field. And it just... You can just see it. It's just, you're just, you are a millimeters away from blowing open and becoming a, not a good offense, but a great offense.
Yep. And, you know, a penalty away from at least another touchdown.
Yep, that's
there. And then
something they'll have to address for sure.
And you definitely want to score more touchdowns. But, boy, they killed a lot of clock tonight.
Well, we will take a timeout. We're going to come back and continue here in the locker room. Some more big games tonight. We'll try to catch some more outstanding coaches. Ottumwa goes to 5-0. How about those Bulldogs?
I tell you what, that is the one of the storybook stories of the year right there. Ottumwa joining the Thunder Country crew and having a great season with a new coach.
5-0 are the Ottumwa Bulldogs. First time since 2001, and they went 10-0 there, Shane. So this team
that's
is
a pretty big bar to set up there, but you never know.
I love what Coach Light's doing down there. We'll take a timeout, come right back. You're listening to the Locker Room Show.
Need supplies for your farm or construction project? Head to Lathrop & Sons Supply Store in Albia. They buy and sell top quality farm and construction supplies, including fencing, livestock water systems, feed bunks, gates, hay rings, you name it, they've got it. Need water line and plumbing supplies? They've got that too. And don't forget their dry shod boots for all weather comfort. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5, located on Highway 5, just across from the Monroe County Fairgrounds. If you need it on the farm, you'll find it at Lathrop & Sons Supply Store in Albia.
Hi, I'm Darcy Whitlow, and I'm running for the Iowa House of Representatives, District 26. As an AEA employee, I work in your local school districts, and I will advocate for education in Iowa, increased mental health supports, better health care, and workers' rights. I would appreciate your vote on November 5th.
Welcome back into the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance. Hey, Shane, from good to maybe elite. I don't know. I'm putting this team in elite. Pella is really flying.
I tell you what, you know, great program over there and many years of success, but boy, this seems like this could be a really, really good one for them.
Well, Coach Jay McKinstry is joining us. Coach, congratulations. Another big win for you guys. You are really putting things together, Coach.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Our guys played well tonight. Carlisle is always a tough game. It's so physical, and they're just a tough team to get off the field with the offense that they run. And our guys had a great effort tonight, and I thought we played very well.
Coach, what's the juice that's making this team tick so well?
I'm sorry, I'm on the bus. So I got one more time.
And I've lost my voice, Coach, so that's a bad combination. So tell us a little bit, what's the juice that's made this team roll this year? What is the real difference maker in where you guys are going this year?
That's a good question. I think our guys are just people guys that are very competitive guys. So they like to compete at a lot of things. Whether it be, you know, on the field, off the field, just competitive group. And we got to bond each other pretty well. And we got some good playmakers this year. We got guys that can do some good things and be creative and make plays better on that. And our defense just play solid and guys get after it.
Hey, Coach, maybe give us a few of the big playmakers tonight for you guys that help you seal the win.
You know, our quarterback, Colin Kern, is just keeping getting better every week. You know, he played as a freshman on the freshman team at quarterback, and then as a sophomore, he broke his arm in game one at playing deep back. Last year, we moved into receiver because Luke Hardman was a really good quarterback for us. So this is basically Colin's first year playing quarterback, and we knew he was going to be very, very talented, a very, very talented young man, very skilled. Got a great arm and can run well, and he's just learning to keep playing. And he's learning to play the game, and he's getting better and better and executing well. And, you know, we got Tyson Barnes, Harrison Mullins at receiver. Emmanuel Deers has been running really well. Bayless Shetterly had 8 catches for us tonight at receiver. You know, the young man hasn't had many catches this year, hardly any. But, you know, we got guys that can make plays. And, I'm probably missing some guys too, but we got playmakers on offense that can do things. So we can do different things different ways. And we got a whole new offensive line. We knew that was going to take time for them to mature, and we lost everybody. So we're playing a lot of young guys, a lot of guys without much experience. We had to move some guys into there. It was appreciative of what they're doing, too, right now. So we're just starting to gel well offensively. We said defensively, we're just doing good things. We're, you know, we're getting off the field. We need to get off the field, make the plays, and we need to make plays. You know, we won 2 games by 2 points, but stopped the 2-point conversions. And so they're just finding ways to win, and that's pretty neat to see our kids do that.
Coach Shane Holmes here. Congratulations on a great season so far. And how do we keep this train rolling? You got Newton next week, a tough team. And how do you keep this thing going?
Well, we've got to keep improving. We've got to keep executing well, keep improving. And, you know, Newton, had a big night tonight with, like, 2 long touchdown runs, probably pass over 60 or 70. And he's just an incredible athlete, and Coach Andy there is just doing a great job building that program back up. Man, they're really good. They're going to be a challenge for us next week, and I think they're the team to watch for this year too. As Newton is like, they really got some good players, and I think we just need to keep executing them. We need to stay humble, we need to stay hungry. We got to keep loving each other up. I think those are 3 big things for this football team, and you just got to stay that way and have that attitude of keep improving each week and executing well and go out and play every Friday night.
Coach, congratulations. Resilient. That's how I describe Pelly. You know, backs against the wall. Shane, they have pulled off some big wins, and next week's going to be a challenge, but I really like the way this team's playing, and Coach McKinstry's got these guys believing.
They are believing.
Well, we're going to take a timeout. We're coming back here to the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance, as we wind down and finish off another week of football. Hard to believe, Shane. Hard to believe we are over halfway through the season.
It is. I tell you what, it's crazy to think. It's week 5 is in the books.
Well, we're not going to go anywhere, Shane. You know why? Because we're about to jump off into the statewide program as we pass the Albia bus. On the way home, we finally passed the bus, the roaming locker room. Oh, my gosh. You know, these bus rides home get a whole lot easier, Shane, after big wins. You think about the big win Centerville had tonight. And, boy, don't count Sheridan out. They have a heck of a football team. My coach just might as well bounce back. But some of these teams had long bus rides or having a little less time on the way back home.
Well, I got to say, buddy, I know you do your Iron Man, and I think today was an Iron Man for you between your voice and the signal and traveling and other things you had going on today. So congratulations to you.
A 2.4-mile swim and 116-mile bike ride with a marathon to follow is tough. I'm going to tell you right now, I felt like all of that times 2 tonight. But, hey, thanks to the smartest listening audience in all of America for hanging with us tonight. And thanks to all of our coaches, great coaches. And You know, half the teams tonight, Shane, like every week, go home disappointed. But you know what's next week?
It's another day. Another day. You live to fight another day.
That's what makes high school football and football in general so much fun. Well, thanks to Jacob Briggs, the best producer on the business, my good buddy Shane Holmes, all the coaches, and for all of you, make us a part of your Friday night. Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock at the Coach's Corner, right here on Thunder Country KIC. Now, off to the statewide show.
The only all-digital